Why Life Exists. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Dr. Eben Alexander is a neurosurgeon who had a near-death experience that led him to write Proof of Heaven, where he describes his trip to heaven, and now a sequel called Map of Heaven, where he describes his more recent visits to a place he says is more real than reality. And he knows this all sounds very weird. As a neurosurgeon, it used to sound weird to him, too.
But it's deep. We're no longer in the shallow end of the pool.
His argument is that science and religion are beginning to merge as researchers probe more deeply into the world of quantum particles. And if you're skeptical, you're not alone. Dr. Alexander was skewered by an article in Esquire which accused him of pandering to a gullible audience, to which he says...
That article was a complete sham. There's a tremendous rebuttal of that article as a complete fabrication and distortion of fact.
But suppose for the moment we accept this idea that we're all part of this immortal consciousness. How does that change how we live our lives? Dr. Alexander says it's about healing each other.
We're all in the process of healing, which I would say is the same as
why incarnate
evolution.
Us in the first place, then, when we're just being put into a body that needs all this healing?
Well, because this is kind of soul school. This is where the
soul
learning
school.
Happens.
And it seems like a lot of trouble to go to when God already knows everything.
Well, maybe Raymond Moody is right. Maybe God just loves story. I mean, there's got to be a reason why God didn't create that perfect universe with no gradient of any change ever happening. Maybe he'd get bored. I don't know.
Maybe he'd get bored. Dr. Eben Alexander. If nothing else, at least it puts Black Friday in perspective, doesn't it? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.